One of my favorite TikToks that you did was a story you told about when you were driving and you started looking at another driver who was drifting, and then you started drifting because you weren't staying in your own lane. You were so focused on what someone else is doing, which is what we do in real life all the time. Do you have any advice for someone who's kind of stuck in the comparison game?
Yeah, I think at the root of comparison, it's really just you saying, I'm not enough. I'm not enough, so I'm going to compare myself to this person and that person and this person because they seem like they're enough. And so I think we're all trying to really figure this thing of life out. We're all trying to do things that, you know, some people, my friend was like, I work like 15 jobs just to see what I hate, so I know what I love. So I think, and I mean, a lot of people do that. Yeah. But I think advice for comparison is that this is your life. Like you just said, like life is so short. And if we spend all of our time focusing on what other people are doing, or we spend all of our time saying, oh my gosh, they're doing that so well, and I wish I could be doing that, instead of actually taking the action steps to do it, I think we live in so much fear. Fear is false evidence appearing real. Right? So it's not even, we don't even know that to be true. Hey, I want to start this photography business, but this girl does it better. And so I don't think I can be like her. So I'm just not going to do it. That's not even true. Like, you don't even know if that's true. And so I think just being like, always spending time with the Lord, I think just will really help you find your identity in him. And not, comparison's the thief of joy. Right? And so I think just not, it's so hard, but like social media, you gotta unfollow people that you're constantly comparing yourself to. I think it's really important to have a friend that you can go talk to and say, hey, I'm really struggling with comparison and I don't know how to fight this. I don't know how to stop comparing myself to this person, and literally have them hold you accountable to take practical steps of unfollowing that person, of unfollowing certain accounts, of unfollowing whatever you need to unfollow. In real life, you can't do that, but on social media, you can. And so, because that's where I think a lot of comparison comes from. And realizing too that like no one's putting themselves on social media when they're extremely upset or extremely angry. So you're looking at the highlight reel of their life and comparing your life and what you're doing to their highlight reel. And so we have to constantly remind ourselves like, okay, social media is just a highlight reel. And I can admire and appreciate and learn from what someone's doing. But if I compare myself to what they're doing, I'm never going to step forward, because I think comparison can also create this fear of like, but I'm not going to do it like her. And God's like, well, good. You shouldn't do it like her, because I've called you to something different. And so my initial answer will always be spending time with the Lord, spending time in fellowship and community for them to call out the gifts that you have and to encourage those gifts that you have, and just get around some really good women and good people that can encourage you in that, I think is like very important.
Yeah, I don't even really think about the accountability thing with comparison, but that's so huge, because so often we're kind of fighting that battle in our head. It's embarrassing to say that you're jealous of someone or that you're comparing your life to someone else's.
Yeah, 100%. And I think when you, then someone can check in and say, hey, like, how are you doing with that mentally? And you know that you have someone that just walks alongside you and knows what you're going through to help hold you accountable with that. But that takes vulnerability. So You have to be willing to be vulnerable enough to do it.